Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us and freetalklive.com as we go right into your phone calls. Coming up, we'll give you the latest on Cop Busters, something that kind of broke here on Free Talk Live a few weeks back. We'll give you what the latest on the story is. But first, your call. So we go to the phones and to the fun. Joe in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, you're doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling because I saw on Free Minds TV the other day with Nick. He was showing Will Buchanan crossing into the state of New Hampshire.
Yes, good footage and they caught of that. You can see it over at freemindstv.com.
Yeah, well, what really got my interest about that is...
Are you talking into your phone? It's a little muffled. In fact,
Is this better?
Much better. Go ahead.
Okay, because... I went to school in your area. I went to Franklin Pierce College. I graduated in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And at my commencement ceremony, Doris Hadcock, Granny D, who walked for campaign finance reform.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, she got a lot of press coverage.
Oh, it was all over the place. She was like the biggest name, and all the media loved her.
She still gets all kinds of coverage. She still gets a certain amount of coverage.
Who is this?
Her name's Granny D.
Never heard of her.
Okay, well,
she's an older woman. She's a progressive Democrat from New Hampshire, and she walked across.
When was the last
country?
Time you read the Keene Sentinel?
He said it was nationwide coverage.
I understand. I'm not saying she's getting nationwide coverage now.
I see.
She still gets coverage around here.
Oh, okay.
You know, she's a bit of a celebrity.
I'm just saying I didn't hear of her back when she did the thing, so. Obviously, it wasn't that big. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Anyway, she was just like everywhere. And now we've seen what a disaster campaign finance reform was. And she's still a hero in the minds of many people. But people like Will Buchanan, who's actually walking for a noble cause, is like getting zero attention except for on like Free Minds TV.
Well, that's
not
true.
The thought had crossed my mind. Granny D did get coverage on the state ABC affiliate here. I mean, it was everywhere. It was in papers. At least locally, it was a huge story. And part of that was that she was an old woman. I don't think she really walked as much as Will, though.
There is that aspect as well. And one of the things is like, even down here in New Jersey, I remember because I was up there as well and I was down here, but I remember seeing her on the national coverage down here as well.
Well, I'd like to point out that, I mean, not to come to the defense of mainstream media organizations, but when Will was walking across the country, we're talking about the Walk for Liberty. You can go to walkforliberty.com to see Will and his videos, and he's actually still in the midst of it. He still has, I think, about 20 or 30 miles to go before he hits the New Hampshire border. Maybe it's less than that, actually, because the last one I watched was from a couple days ago. So you can see his videos, and he's going to hit the seacoast of New Hampshire, the Atlantic Ocean, on, I believe, sometime tomorrow. So it's not quite over yet, but he's walked all the way from Oregon, and it's been his move. He's a part of the Free State Project. This movement of as many liberty activists as possible, all moving to the same place, which is New Hampshire. And he moved from Hawaii, and he started his walk in Oregon 8 months ago. And it's been a 200-plus day, just amazing journey. But as he was walking, and I've watched every single video, so I'm pretty up to date with what's going on with the Walk for Liberty. As he was walking, he would contact local media organizations that were on his route to let them know, hey, here's what I'm doing. I'm doing this Walk for Liberty. I'm coming through your area. You know, I figured I'd throw this out as a possible story option. And I don't know if they were BSing him, but some of the organizations told him, we get people walking through here all the time. So it wasn't like a big deal to them. Like, oh, somebody else walking across the country. Apparently, I mean, they claimed it was not that unusual. Seems unusual to me, but that's what they claimed. I don't know if they were telling the truth. So, and then you factor in the old lady factor.
And the fact that she's from this state is another part of it. The fact that she was a New Hampshire native and she did it to draw attention to a particular
But wait, weren't
cause.
You saying that, hold on, Joe, weren't you saying that this the old lady got national coverage, not just New Hampshire coverage?
Oh, yeah, she definitely got national coverage.
Right. So you were complaining that Will Buchanan wasn't getting national coverage, not necessarily, because he did get a lot of newspapers along his route. He did get a number of television stations along his route as well. So, I mean, Will Buchanan single-handedly generated more press coverage than the Free State Project as an organization has ever generated for itself. I think Will Buchanan knocked it out of the park as far as the amount of coverage he got.
I think he did. He was obviously didn't have the advantage of being connected to people who probably had connections to the media. If you're walking,
did she have a whole organization behind her?
She was walking to draw attention to campaign finance reform, and she, I think, since at some point she's held office or run for office as a Democrat, so she's obviously connected with Congress people, people like that, people in the Democratic Party who can pull some strings and get you on CNN for maybe 30 seconds or a minute spot. And that's something that obviously Will Buchanan didn't have. I mean, he wasn't connected with any political party, and there wasn't a single issue where you had, you know, a particular special interest group wanting to foot the bill and try to draw attention to this. So, but as far as the fact that he did it himself, he did an amazing job.
I think so.
The amount of coverage that he generated.
Right. I agree that Will did a great job getting some local coverage, and I don't know, you know, I don't know what it resulted in. Who knows? You never can. You get the coverage you can get.
Resulted in a lot of people reading it. I mean, as he was walking, did you watch the videos, Mark? I mean, as he's walking down.
How many are you talking about?
The videos.
I just first saw it the other day. I didn't really see too many of the videos.
He would he would have an article come out in some little town newspaper, and as he's walking down the road, people are honking and waving because they recognized him from the article.
But
I thought
Nick just had a good point where he said that he had no real specific issue he was walking for. Maybe if he was walking for the Read the Bills Act or something like that.
He was walking, my angle on that was more if he was walking for a cause where you had a lot of big money behind a particular cause, whether it was for, you know, gun rights or against gun rights. If you're doing something like that, you have organizations with a lot of money and staff who have nothing better to do than spend that money and take that staff's time to promote.
I would also venture to say that probably Granny D is the only person that you had heard of previously that walked across the nation or whatever, walked across anything. But she got some coverage. It's still an anomaly. Some people will get coverage for climbing, the Himalayas or something like that.
Yeah.
But they only get coverage if there's something really special about that person. First paraplegic mounts K2. And they may get coverage from their local hometown. Now, if you're from Deansboro, New York, you can believe that the local Deansborian, whatever that is, because it comes out once a week or once every other week, is definitely going to put a story out about you that says Deansborian announced K2. But it's not really, you know, you're 25, big deal. You made it up K2. So many people do, and I think that it's to some extent that people do cross the United States a lot.
I think Will Buchanan was getting so much coverage that it kind of just got old for him to some extent. And my observation here is that in the beginning, when he first got TV spots, he'd make an effort to record the package that the news people would put together and put on the TV, even if he had to actually cam it from the TV, like hold his video camera in front of the TV and record it that way, and he'd put that online. And then after a while, all you'd end up seeing is when the camera person would come out and set up. So Will would be shooting as he was walking, and he'd say, hey, here's so-and-so from the ABC affiliate in Missoula. And, you know, he'd shoot them setting up their camera, and that'd be the only thing you'd see. Wouldn't put any effort into actually putting the package on, because, you know, they're all probably very similar, and Will's walking for liberty, and they'd give the basic details of the story, and it'd be very positive. And so, yeah, I think you just got, oh, look, I'm getting so much coverage, it's too much effort to put all of this on my channel. I'm not going to go through all the trouble to try to find all the coverage and put it up. He used to read a lot of the newspaper articles that he got in the very beginning. That didn't happen later on in the Walk for Liberty. So I think he really did a great job, considering it was him and his wife doing the promotions.
If you wanted national coverage, I mean, you know, if you want national coverage for this, build a vehicle that will take you across America powered by your own waste.
Yeah, there you go. Joe, any final thoughts?
No, that's all.
Thanks for the call. Man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Could it have been better? Sure. Of course it could have.
Well, somebody else could do it better now.
Well, I guess.
Let them.
Wouldn't hurt.
Get some more coverage for the Free State Project. I think everybody wants
that. Or think something different up, and maybe that'll get more.
You don't think a vehicle powered by your own waste? Different enough for you?
1-800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
really drop-dead gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for things like archives. Ours go back an entire year totally free right there on the front page of the website. Click and download. It's that simple. Free at freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference, and you can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz. March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University, March 14th through the 19th. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on those and the upcoming summer seminars as well.
Yep.
All at LibertarianSeminars.com. Great opportunity for those of you who are of college age. I believe you actually have to be in college in order to do
thereabouts.
Or just graduated, perhaps?
Early undergraduate, graduate student, just graduated. They can all do it. But, you know, it's kind of nice if you don't happen to be able to make the spring break one. There's the summer seminars, too.
Perfect.
All right, both.
We continue. Jan is on the line in L.A. Jan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Can you hear me?
You are here. Again. What's on your mind?
Okay. My name's Jan. I'm 10 days away from turning 20. I have my own office in downtown L.A., and
really? That's
where I'm calling from.
Great.
Nice. I've listened to you guys for the past couple of years, but this is the first time I've called in. And sorry that the first time I've called in is kind of a crackpot-like topic.
Okay.
We love crackpot topics. Go ahead.
Okay. But so pretty much, you know, this has been on my mind ever since, like, my junior year in high school. And it's around a time where everything kind of didn't make sense, or I'm trying to make sense of the world. So pretty much, the best way of putting it is that, you know how we can predict the weather in 2 weeks from now, based on our collecting data, and the more data we collect, the more accurate that is. So my theory is that, and this is assuming that the concept of true randomness does not exist. So my theory is that if we have every single piece of data in the world, we can predict what happens in 2 weeks from now, 2 years from now, 2 millenniums from now. So I just want to you know, get your thoughts on this concept.
I don't know. I think it's interesting, the idea that there is no such thing as randomness, but it's at the same time it seems sort of abstract, since you'll never be able to predict everything. Like,
you can't collect that data.
Hurricanes started by butterflies' wings, which is a little phrase that I don't know.
Chaos theory.
Chaos theory. Because in the same way that I have choices, butterflies have choices. Now, granted, butterflies have fewer choices than I do.
Here's the thing with the choice, though. I think choice and free will is it's relative to the beholder, the individual. Meaning that if you take a CAT scan of a guy that chooses the same guy that chooses choice A as opposed to him choosing choice B, it's a different mapping in the brain. So it's kind of like, you know, for every choice, if there's a physical response, you know, trigger to that. And so my thought is that if we have every single, mapping of every individual in the world and every single other piece of data, like nature, then we can predict what happens in the next, 5 hours from now.
How would you be able to gather the first off, we're a long way away from the data that you're talking about.
You'd have to have everything jacked in like the Matrix.
It shows up as randomness because we don't have the information, so it shows up on our radar screen as randomness. And you may be right. I'm not going to refute that, but how would you get all of the data from all of the critters? It's my understanding that there are 1 billion insects for every 1 human. And
well,
it's my understanding there are 7 billion of them.
Yeah, that we have is probably 0.00, and then it's probably a bajillion zeros, 0.1 percent of that data. But the thing was, when I came up with this, I was watching the Nostradamus crap, and I'm not 100% bought into that. But it seemed like he was able to predict some of the events.
You know what they're doing there is if you're looking at something that is claiming Nostradamus was correct about something, it's basically. He threw a whole bunch of general statements up against a wall, and then somebody years later said, that sort of fits this thing that actually happened. You know, the things that Nostradamus said were in no way specific.
On YouTube, type in Nostradamus and Penn and Teller, and you'll find a great show on that, and it completely refutes it. It's really awesome. However, there have been fun, interesting stories about Nostradamus on the television.
Well, I mean, I'm not bought into that idea, but it's just that's how my thought kind of popped up, because what I thought was, hey, maybe this guy had extra, ability to just, I don't know.
What if he did? Right. What if he did? And that's just, you just kind of went off with the thought process.
Well, it's an interesting theory where you're coming from, but I think that, I mean, you're suggesting, you sent us an email earlier, so I kind of prepped on this call, but you were suggesting that you believed in predestination.
Well, predestination, this would absolutely, if you can predict, if things are not random and you can predict them, everything is predestined, because then you'll be able to predict everything because you have all the information.
You can't predict everything because each individual can make choices for themselves, and to suggest otherwise...
Are based upon your past experiences and also your emotions and your hormone levels and all that stuff. But your past experiences, they are already physically mapped into your brain.
Choices can be based on those things, instinct and stuff like that. But it can also be based on logic. So you could have a choice based on logic or a choice based on emotion, and they could be completely different choices. And so one could override the other at any given time, and there's no real way to ascertain which one will be chosen.
What I think kind of discredits the idea that you're ever going to be able to predict things too far into the future. I mean, you'll always be able to come up with a probability of something, and the more data you have, the better. But, and I'm no physicist, but as I understand it, on just a mechanical level of how the universe works and how just matter works, is that when you get down to something like a quantum level, there's uncertainty there. So the fact
uncertainty
is that,
until it's observed.
No, well, God does roll dice. Is the idea.
I didn't really buy into the idea, but other scientists did. So that's why I kind of said that if randomness exists, then my whole idea is thrown out the window. But if randomness.
So, it seems like the most basic thing to ask here is, have you studied dice? I mean, can one predict with enough information how dice are going to fall?
You know, I've actually been to a science thingy where it was a really weird object, but they had little air things that blew on the sides, and it was like in an encapsulated environment, and when the air was just right, it always landed on the same side.
But yeah, you might be able to, Mark. I mean, if you were able to predict, if you were able to know exactly what sort of pressure of air was working on the dice and the angle of the trajectory and how fast it was going.
I mean, the precision would have to be astronomical.
Absolutely. So that's what I'm saying, is that it's the theory is rather abstract at this point, because simply we can't even quantify it. You know, we don't even know what data to look for at this point. And I'd like to make the point that when they predict the weather 2 weeks out, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they're way off.
The every day gets farther and farther. And I'm not saying that they won't get better at it, because I remember when I was a kid, hurricanes is all you had to do is expect, go where they predicted the hurricane to be, and you'd be safe.
Interesting observation.
Now it's not that way.
And an interesting conversation. And Jan, I thank you for
your
first call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess if there is some sort of supreme force or being or something like that, then that supreme thing could possibly process all that data. More, we can't, though. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5, Glare 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling, free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And, by the way, some of those features include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive. WIKI.freetalklive.com.
If you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. You can save 10% on your order by using code FTL at InnerKnobs, InnerKnobs.com. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at InnerKnobs.com.
800-259-9231. Guys, any more comments on the whole predestination idea?
I don't really have any. I know that personally I think that free will enters into it quite a bit, and I just don't think anything can be predicted with any kind of certainty once you get past a certain point. Even if you could, there's just so much data, it would have to be something worth predicting.
Yeah, I think that these kind of exercises are excellent for your brain.
Oh, I agree. I think it's fun to think about this stuff. I think I'm with Nick. I mean, you could make a prediction as to what's likely to occur based on certain data, but to take away the individual's right to the idea that we all make choices for ourselves, to just write that off and say that, well, you're not actually making the choice, it's some sort of external factor, you're going to make this choice because of this external data. It might be likely, but it's not guaranteed, I don't think.
Yeah, well, of course, where it kind of gets to be a self-defeating argument is the fact that somebody who is a proponent of predestination would say that, well, Ian, you're just bound to think that, because that's how it was always going to be. So you were always going to believe that you had free will.
That's a cop-out,
and
yeah.
One, I mean, there's no way you can really prove it or disprove it. So at some point, it's kind of like debating the existence of God. It gets old after a while.
Yeah.
It makes for a few good, you know, you can have a few good rounds of that conversation, but after that, you just kind of rehash.
Right, it's like this evolution debate that's been going on.
And the idea that one thing that I don't like about it, the idea of predestination is that it takes away the accountability that a person has.
It wasn't me. I was just going to do that anyway.
Not only do I have to make choices in my life, but I'm responsible for the choices that I make.
Yeah.
And so if you have this sort of idea of predestination, it takes away one's responsibility, at least to some extent. One can claim otherwise. I suppose the predestinationists have some argument for this. But I like the idea of free will is empowering to me.
Yes.
The idea of predestination is not.
Right, but then you're some sort of pawn being controlled by
A cog in the machine, kind of. It's just whatever happens was bound to happen. And they don't really... I mean, I've heard people say that they believe in fate, but then when their kids get a bad grade on their report card, suddenly they don't believe in fate
anymore.
They
beat them.
Right. Right. Because if you actually believe in fate, then you really shouldn't be upset with somebody when they screw up, because they were bound to screw up.
The fact is, predestination is socialist. So it's top-down, order imposed by... one could guess an outside force. I know that Jan had said that he was a predestination atheist.
Yeah, he said he didn't say it on the call, but in his emails he said he was an atheist.
He did, and I think it's interesting, but even so, then the order of the universe itself, this predestined order, is God, because it decides what everything that ever is going to happen, and it's been imprinted
since the
beginning of time. It's been imprinted, because this randomness,
right.
If you had this ability to predict this randomness, it would have you could have mapped
the story
all this
was written
out.
The story was written
absolutely
at the very beginning,
with the very first bang. The story has been written, and the to me it's very disempowering, and I have I know that I can't look at it. I can't, even if it was true, I wouldn't be able to study information and find anything out. So therefore, why believe it's true when it's disempowering?
Great points.
I am a super genius.
You are a super genius.
I keep telling you that.
So, I don't know about super genius. I think you might just qualify as regular genius.
Go ahead. Give him the inflation.
Edge. Super genius.
So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I transitioned from being an atheist to a pantheist, because I found it more empowering, more personally empowering. I mean, the idea that that we're here specifically to create essentially our own reality as part of the universe. It's ever expanding and being out on the leading edge of that. That's a much more exciting idea of being able to make choices for yourself and then do the work that it takes to get to where you want to be and see all of the things that you want to see realized for yourself. I mean, that's what I've seen in my life. It's there's a lot of evidence for it. I mean, we've certainly talked with Sam on this show, and I'm sure we will again. Obscure Truth Network, Sam, about the law of attraction and that, you know, the idea that like attracts like, and that you can essentially create your own reality to some extent by essentially envisioning it. I found that a much more powerful perspective than just simply saying I believe in myself, which is kind of like my old atheist thing. Like, I don't believe in God, I believe in myself. Well, now I believe that I'm a bigger part of everything than I used to believe as an atheist, and it's a much more empowering feeling for me. It's all about me, you know. So
right. Whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever's working the best.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for me, I've looked at the sort of skeptic, and I believe that's, you know, what they call themselves, skeptic societies out there, and I find the
very negative.
If you make that's how I find it. Now, you know, obviously, the argument there is that skeptics are not cynics, but they're close. And that's how I see it. I
do have to say, quite often though, they do turn out to be right. I mean, usually,
I'm
if
not,
you're judging
true.
Things objectively rather than how you'd like to
I would
see them
concur.
Come out.
I would absolutely concur. But I also think that your attitude creates things in your life. And if your attitude is negative and show me, I don't believe until you show me. It's not, to me, that's not the attitude that built the Empire State Building. I'm going to build the tallest building in the world.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
That's how I see it. Now, I'm not saying that that's right or wrong, and I know I'm going to get the emails, and please bring them on, baby.
Yeah.
I love it. I just see it as disempowering.
Yeah.
That's all.
I don't.
And they might. They feel it differently. Right. They feel differently.
I would assume that you would not.
But I no. Well, I don't think I don't really consider myself a cynic or one of these religious skeptics.
Okay.
I think that there are a lot of people who are kind of fall into that camp who they'll dump on things that I don't necessarily think there's a lot of proof for, like an afterlife or spirits or whatever. But sometimes they think they take it to the point of just not actually even looking at the evidence because
right. they don't
they're
want
just to, so
well,
jaded.
Well, it's cognitive
not,
dissonance. I mean, right. everybody's susceptible to it.
I don't believe in anything except right. the fact that I don't believe
I had
in
one
anything.
Of, I had one of them, and I believe that's what I was dealing with here. Is, you know, the person didn't actually state they were a skeptic, but, you know, the
you
terminology
was...
Yeah. You know, I said on the boards, and then, you know, please bring it on. I'd love to talk about your feeling on vaccinations. And I am not going to tell you, believe me, I'm not telling you that Thermosol is still in vaccinations. Okay. I believe that vaccinations can be harmful to some people. I have had two flu shots, and I have been the sickest in my life from those two flu shots. I've actually had somebody tell me that I cannot say that flu shots make me ill until I have done it to myself 34 times.
Oh, okay.
34
no,
was the number he came up with.
I'm not your now, guinea pig.
This was right. This was a 102.7 degree temperature. It's not much warmer than that. That starts in adults starts frying your brain.
Mm.
How brain dead do I have to be in order to prove
right.
to you, Jackball, that I get sick from flu shots?
I do the same thing. I take when I start feeling sick, even if it's something like I think it might be strep throat. I'll just take tons and tons of vitamin C. There's not a whole lot of evidence that that does very much of anything for you, but the fact is, when I've done it, I've
sometimes
never had to take
worked.
Antibiotics.
You know,
it's
it could just be enough that you believe that it works and that, you know, the placebo effect
right.
you've created your own.
It probably is.
If
but
I were to find
works.
Out that it was
the
placebo effect, then it wouldn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Why do I want to know that stupid piece of information?
You don't want to know. It's disempowering.
I do not want that piece of information.
Right.
And, you know, I know that many, and I wish that there were a cynic here to... A
oh, 800-259-9231. They certainly inhabit our audience.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I used to be more like that, and I'm not anymore.
Well,
I'm glad.
I think in most people's book, I would qualify as a skeptic, and probably both of you would, too, to some extent.
I think generally I'm skeptical of things, but there are certain things
I like
that,
science. I'm not the one
right.
you know to say I don't like science
that, most people seem pretty gullible to me. I mean, they'll believe anything
yeah.
that they want to without really stepping back, and so I don't think it's that we're necessarily all that skeptical. It's just that a lot of people aren't as skeptical as they should
and
be.
Some people are way over skeptical is what you were talking about
yeah.
a moment ago. 800-259-9231. We can continue this and take your calls about whatever you want as well. Of course, that's the point of the show. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show, and you like the fact that we give away the features on the website, then you might want to voluntarily support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do that for as little as $3 a month. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Again, $3 a month, we'll take it out of any major credit card, PayPal account, or some alternative options. But what we do is we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more people across the world via our internet feeds to the message of freedom and liberty, and doing it as quickly as we can. We can do it with your help. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can get signed up. You can also learn about some of the perks you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. Ray in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ray.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks.
What's
for
on your mind
me
tonight, Ray?
I wanted to kind of talk about the subject that you and the previous caller were talking about. And I remember you added that he was atheist, which I'm not calling from any religious context or anything, but evolution. And I'm speaking in regards to order and randomness.
Okay.
If you're going to have evolution, because keep in mind, it is a fact that evolution is still a theory.
Well, I mean, it would be difficult to prove.
So is electricity, exactly, by the way.
Well, for evolution to be true, you would have to have a random burst of new energy, which is impossible when you learn about thermodynamics.
Why would you need new energy?
Why do most of the scientists, most scientists are pretty much atheists types, right?
Well, most of the really good scientists, they are actually deeply religious. But aside from religion, I'm just calling from a scientific perspective. See, I'm a trader. So I deal with the idea of randomness and order and decision making in such an environment that the probabilities of everything are limitless. So let's talk about trading for a second. So if I'm watching the price move, if I didn't know what I was doing, I would say it's random. But if I know what I was doing, I would say, no, something's happening in the market that's causing the price to move. Now, if I was going to take a trade on something, I would use historical data and recent events to make a decision on what I think is going to happen. That would be a fair assumption. Now, if I was to make a prediction, there's a chance that I could be wrong about that prediction.
Sure.
So therefore, I mean, you know, there's order in the fact that I wanted to make a trade, and I took a trade based on data that put the probabilities of me being right in my favor. However, after you're in, you don't really know what's going to happen next. However, you have to rely on the principles that were in place that made that gave you the basis to make that decision. Now, back to decision making, you know, no one brought up influence. So if you're looking at a car and a truck, you know, you've got your predispositioned or mind mapping of what decision you're going to make, but no one brought up the outside influence. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I guess.
You mean like mom saying you can't have that?
Outside and internal influence would have to come into play into that.
I would guess. I mean, that would be some more of the information that he was talking about, this huge quantity, astronomical quantity of data that one would need to have, I would guess.
Absolutely, and even then it would be worthless. Because, you know, you have to look at what's going to happen after the action is taken. So then you do enter a realm of what you could call randomness, because you can't really tell the future so much as you can make a prediction, because prediction and telling the future would have to be two different things. Because if you made that prediction and then it didn't play out, then you were in effect wrong about the future and in effect wrong about your prediction. However, there had to be order in place prior to you feeling confident or comfortable enough to make that decision. So now with that being said, if we're going to talk about evolution, who decided for you to grow a third arm out of your back, and where did that energy come from? Energy does not create energy out of thin air. It's thermodynamically impossible. So the deeper that...
But if a decision was being made, then that would actually be disproving intelligent design, because God can interfere and just make new energy.
Well, I don't know what God did, but, you know, God probably could have just put in a program and made it intelligent. Who knows?
I don't see why.
Is it possible that this is actually the training program for the real program? Like, this is the tutorial?
I don't see. I think it's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I don't see why you need new energy in order to grow a third arm. I mean, your cells at a cellular level would just do something different.
That third arm would have to include protein.
But it doesn't eat stuff. It doesn't pop on. Like, evolution doesn't just occur like it does in the science fiction movies, where suddenly things grow new limbs.
I'm presuming you could just grow a new limb.
If that's the case, then what is big and what is small then?
You follow my point?
If we're going to go on the level of saying, well, hey, that's too organized, well, what is organized and what is over-organized? So are we saying that evolution can only happen at the micromolecular level?
I'm not taking a position on evolution. I don't know what the truth is.
Well, let's assume that evolution is true. I mean, it's a theory, so we can pretty much play with it any way we want. I mean, it's not been proven.
Well, I mean, the theory is that they're very gradual changes that accumulate over a period of time. So it would be small changes on the genetic level, but over time they would.
Well, even if it was a big change.
If you were going to say that, then we would have to both say that fire evolves.
Even if it was a big change,
it's a function of heat, isn't it?
Even if we're talking about growing an arm out of your back, you could still, I mean, if that was possible, you wouldn't need new energy. You would just be directing the existing resources that you have to grow a new arm. I mean,
the
lizard doesn't need new energy to grow a new tail. It just grows it. It has the resources to do that because it eats
bugs. Resources and energy are one and the same in that case.
Right.
Protein would have to be rediverted from the body. And that would, in effect, be new energy created out of thin air. There's no way around that.
Well,
that's exactly why the Big Bang Theory doesn't work anymore.
I guess
you know,
what
you've noticed, science has really shied away from that.
You lost me, dude.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, if we're going to talk about creating something out of thin air, then physics is the same everywhere.
Nothing was created out of thin air in evolution, though. The idea is that there were chemical compounds that already existed, not that a cell was poofed into being, but that it was, you know, it was created out of existing organic matter.
I mean, now we get into these, me and my friends, we get into these kind of conversations all the time where no one's necessarily right or no one's necessarily wrong, but a lot of good points get made.
So wait, are you saying that, let me see if I'm getting at least some of what you're saying. You're saying that, in your opinion, the Big Bang's not possible because it would have required some energy that wasn't already there?
Well, that's what I have been led to believe that the Big Bang is all about. It's not my idea. I've just heard of it, just as it's not your idea. You've heard of it.
Yeah,
but my understanding of the Big Bang is that there was a lot of energy that exploded from this central point, and now we're in a expanding universe.
Well, that is, I mean, that is, I mean,
and it's just another theory.
But the idea behind it does break the laws of physics that bind us now. I mean, there was a sudden, where the matter come from, where the energy come from, you can't make those things now. You can change them from one to the other. But you're right, that the laws of physics that we have now don't explain it. But physicists would say that the rules were different at that point just because space and time and everything were mushed
together. Right. Well, some people, I was watching this video, and good call, Ray. Thank you for it. Still thought-provoking, even though we might not have gotten it all.
I didn't follow the evolution argument. I can follow the Big Bang.
I'm so tired of the evolution stuff. It's been like a whole week we've been talking about evolution off and on the show. Anyway, but it's Free Talk Live, so you can call that anything. I was telling Mark, I think, on the air about this video that I watched on YouTube about the 10 dimensions. And I don't remember which dimension it was, but essentially, once you go out to the universe that we're in and all of the possible permutations within the universe and the set of rules that we have, the physical rules that we have in this universe, you also have to factor in the fact that there could be other universes out there with completely different rules. So maybe at the beginning of this universe, it existed in some other universe where there were different rules about how energy can be transmitted, and poof, Big Bang, you got this universe here with this new set of rules and chemicals, and so there could be completely other different universes out there with completely other infinities out there, essentially is what one of the, that might be the 10th dimension or the 9th dimension or something like that. I'll have to review the YouTube video, but it's fascinating to think about.
It is fascinating, and I've heard, scientists will say that there are other universes or dimensions out there at the very least, and, the fact
they seem to be able to prove it, too.
By their science rules, although sometimes it's so abstract even for them that,
it's abstract.
Theory, they have a theory. I don't know how good it is. I don't know enough, but
we're trying to wrap our
minds too.
We're here in the third dimension, essentially, or fourth dimension, whichever way you want to put it.
We're in all four of them.
That's true. We are in the fourth dimension. So we're here in the fourth dimension, and it's hard for us to extrapolate what the tenth dimension really is, because we're down here, and that's out there somewhere, and we can barely just get a grip on what that might mean. It's difficult for us.
It's difficult for me.
We don't have the faculties to process that stuff too effectively. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Anyway, highly recommend that that video. Don't know what it's called, but search YouTube for 10 dimensions. It'll probably come up. Or coming up, Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
There is great.